Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
Old Brockton gave us Marciano, famous as The Rock. It gave us Marvin Hagler, too, who was of sturdy stock. He hammered middleweights for years, made action movies, too, which, if you looked that marvelous, is just what you would do. More recently, the city has produced the Brockton Rocks. Like minor league clubs everywhere, they've tried to knock the socks off folks with their promotions, hoping they could fill the seats through wins, of course, but also on the nights of their defeats. They've brought mixed martial arts to baseball, hoping you'd agree that broken bones and blood are things that you should pay to see. Alongside pitching, hitting, fielding, the odd sacrifice. I'm talking bunts and fly balls now, not cuts requiring ice. And now Bill Lee has joined the Rocks. I heard the news this week. He's 63 years old, is Bill, and something of a freak in that he still can sort of pitch. At least he thinks it's true. And those in charge in Brockton, who knows, they may think so too. More likely, they have figured that since Bill Lee isn't dead, and since their ball club's probably nearly knee-deep in the red, that Lee might sell some tickets to the battered, limping few who still remember decades later what Bill Lee could do when he pitched for the Red Sox over 30 years ago. He baffled Billy Martin's Yankees, sometimes throwing slow, and sometimes even slower, sometimes throwing at their heads. I will not talk today of how he fared against the Reds. So are you of a certain age? Do you remember Bill? He is an ancient spaceman now, but still perhaps you will. In any case, he goes for Brockton on September 5, or so report the Rocks these days. I hope it isn't jive. For even if he's hammered, as my guess is he might be, it might be fun to see once more the act that is Bill Lee.